Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Robin, it's good to have you here in the palatial worldwide headquarters of Talk Radio 1210. We will be headed back to the summer White House, Mulligan's, at least three, and we were just talking about another one today. I know you told me you've already gotten your room. Why did you strike so quickly where the big Trump event will be on May 11th?
Well, first of all, Dom, thanks for having me back on the show, and I love your studios here. Plus, I got my pothole fix in by driving around to get here. I don't get that down in Ocean City too often, but... We noticed that the rates for hotels were going through the roof, so I jumped on it.
Can you give us an idea from what to what ballpark with Trump coming that day?
Yeah, the rates have gone from up over 200 over the weekend. I saw rates $600-$700 for the old Motor Inn near the venue site, which is going to be in between the two piers, the Moray piers down there on the beach. So I'm looking forward to having a much larger turnout. They were only able to accommodate 7,500 last time. This time they're predicting 40,000, according to sources in Wildwood.
Right.
I think it's going to be a lot bigger than that. There's so much excitement down there.
It is not January 28th when we originally did it, right before COVID. But, Dan, $600 to $700 in May, not Memorial Day May.
That's crazy.
For the Motor Inn? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Ooh, my God.
As much as I love the wrestling tournament on the beach, I don't know if it's drawing that kind of crowd.
Yeah, well, that's a nice space. If you can fill that up, Robin, that's got to be 60 or 70 or 100. I think 100,000 could get in there.
People love them, and people love them down in our neck of the woods. It's hard to imagine part of New Jersey being flyover country, but back in 1980, I believe they had a referendum on splitting the state of New Jersey into two, having two states, and it almost passed back
in 1980. Do you support it, Robin?
After what I've seen the last few years, I support it 100%.
Absolutely. All right, Robin Schaefer, of course, has been our go-to guy at the Jersey Shore, and Kelsey Grammer. That was just one of the most fabulous talk radio events. Just Kelsey Grammer, the way he was eating those French fries like this, like an actor, constantly rubbing his hands with them. So on the policy front, the Washington Post, and you've been sending us stuff, said that Trump at this event with fossil fuel people, the evil fossil fuel people, went off on wind. And I think what offends Trump about wind, it's the same thing with low flow showers and all the rest of it. It's not on a big policy level. He's there for that, too. It's the inconvenience of it, the preposterous nature of all this.
It defies common sense. I just read somewhere today that the amount spent on offshore wind in the world last year was $1.8 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
And that number just is going to continue to grow because the companies that are trying to install these ridiculous projects keep coming back for more money. They blame the supply chain and inflation. Look, we're all struggling with inflation. And that's one of the reasons I think the former president's coming down and hopefully future president's coming down to Wildwood is to talk about the things that actually matter most to voters, like inflation. And he put it right out there in the Washington Post last week. He said that offshore wind isn't reliable, it's unsightly, and it's bad for the environment. And what does the Washington Post do? They stick the adverb falsely right in front of that and says Donald Trump falsely claimed that it's those things, which it is. I mean, it's arguably all three of those things. We're in the same article. I did a 30-minute interview with the writer of that article, and she was essentially tied us. She tied us to Donald Trump, which is good, but she tied us to some fossil fuel interests and tried to make some connections based on a deeply flawed Brown University study mm-hmm. that was done. And we've been arguing since Brown University's undergraduates put in the climate development lab, put this paper together, that they didn't do their research properly. They grossly misinterpreted our relationships with other groups. We don't have any of the relationships that they put out there. But the Washington Post and the Boston Globe saw fit, because it's an Ivy League institution, to put these stories right on their front pages this month.
Yeah. So, Robin, today is Earth Day, too. It's just apropos that you're here, because one of the biggest stories out of all this these last few years are the, I'll say, alleged environmental groups who usually, you would think on something like this, the sound course of action.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If not the hysterical, where they sometimes go, would be you got to slow everything down. We got to see what's happening here. There's justifiable evidence. Can't go forward until we test and do some other things to see what's happening. Yet on this, they're in the front lines of signing off.
Yeah, they bought into the narrative that the Democratic Party, the Biden administration, a lot of the Northeastern governors have been pushing is that climate change is, it's not just climate change anymore. It's a climate crisis. If we don't do something about it, we're all going to be underwater. We're not going to have any power anymore. We're going to have a global catastrophe. And it's deeply flawed thinking. First of all, climate change has been happening for millennia. We don't argue that. But how is it that the environmental groups that are pushing so hard for these industrial development of offshore wind, totally ignore the environmental damage and degradation that could happen as a result of installing these facilities. How is it that the Audubon Society, which is supposed to be all about protecting birds, is supporting wind turbines that will have been proven to kill birds?
Well, buried in all this minutia of all the stuff, and you, thank God, are the one that reads that and sends it to Dan and me. It says stuff like collateral damage, rule away to kill 1 million birds. Now go do it. Have fun. Meanwhile, in Center City, Philadelphia, they're saying we have to paint buildings black or do it at night so birds don't crash into them. Okay.
No reflections.
I don't want birds to be crashing into them. But there, it's the old West. Do whatever you want.
Absolutely. And right there in the Washington Post article was a paragraph about cats kill more birds than wind turbines do. Well, look, we're not...
Well, there's like 30 million cats around the world. I hope so. Yeah.
We're not suggesting that people go out and buy 50 cats and have them go out and kill birds. Yeah. The logic is so wrong.
I think you want to turn away any cat ladies or anything, you know?
Yeah, it's wrong.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, exactly. So now you have news, too, that the New York, I guess it's Long Island, but for listeners, New York, they're giving up on their licenses, their projects now. And that's a good thing because, you know, the vibe starts with these others. But you're afraid they may say, let's go to Jersey. They're more corrupt. They'll give us the money no matter what. And the Murphys are vengeful because they got knocked out of the Senate race. They really want to, this summer, seal the deal.
It's like a race right now because they recognize that the political winds are blowing in a different direction. And people want change. And it's not the change that they are advocating. So I think it wouldn't surprise me if the Murphys go out there and buy a drill and a boat and go out and start installing wind turbines themselves because they want this so badly. We are very pleased to see what's going on in New York. New York canceled three projects that were not viable financially. And we just learned that Delaware is considering a bill that would really cap the amount of money that they would give to offshore wind if they pursued it, which would make it really, it would not be viable in Delaware if they go forward with this, because the amounts of money they're talking about paying the offshore wind companies wouldn't be enough for them to stay in the game. New Jersey's talking about giving $130 per megawatt versus Delaware's talking like 60. So it's New Jersey's willing to throw money at it and keep throwing money at this big boondoggle because it's basically the biggest feather in the Murphy's cap. And I have to say, you know, it's so cool to see the President Trump coming down to Wildwood because I think this is probably the hallmark or largest issue that people along the Jersey Shore are paying attention to. In addition to, you know, we obviously are seeing issues with inflation, big time inflation, and the migrant crisis hits everybody these days. I was just riding on the Atlantic City boardwalk a couple of days ago and noticed all the spots that have been burned out in the boardwalk because migrants and homeless people are camping under the boardwalk and setting fires to stay warm. And they're actually burning holes in the boardwalk.
Do they know they're under wood?
God. Yeah,
it's
well.
Very dangerous.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I do hope President Trump has a sense of that because I link all these things to the same kinds of overkill that have been fought. And now people recognize, too, what you and I have talked about, and it's fine to finally say it. We don't want the Jersey Shore wrecked for us, our kids, grandkids, and coming up to have the same experience that you and I have had all these years. And these people, for their own vainglory of saying their crime, it's ours, Murphy nationally, the wife, I'm not sure why now, want to continue to do that. That's at risk also. And it's fine to say that. It's not just the whales, not just the money. Why in the world would we take something that, on a human term, nothing's perfect, but if something is perfect, it's the Jersey Shore. It definitely is. You can't, around the world, you can't top that.
Recently, I saw a map of the U.S. that was published that showed what the number one attraction in each state was. And in New Jersey, it was the Jersey Shore, Jersey's beaches. So why would you ruin, why would you mess with something that is, as you say, perfect? People come down there. They have treasured memories over generations. Why mess with that? And we believe that our work is not just to protect the Jersey Shore as people have come to know it over generations, but it's also to stand in for those environmental organizations that are not doing their job,
right,
and protect the coastal and marine habitat. Just the other day, I was standing at a safe distance from a baby seal that would come ashore in near my house in Ocean City. And beautiful, beautiful animal. And, I think that the fact that these marine mammals are out there and are not, right now they're not as threatened as they will be if you put hundreds of steel towers and concrete in their environment. So we have a duty, I believe, to protect the shore and protect our coast.
Absolutely. And the website, Robin, tell people where they should go and what they can do there.
People can go who have an interest in supporting our efforts or want to join the struggle. They can go to visit us at protectourcoastnj.com. They can also find us on Twitter, at @NJCoast_protect. We're also on Facebook as well.
Thank you, Robin. Thanks for stopping in today. And hopefully we're working on it. We will see you down there with President Trump.
Thanks so much for having me. And I also would be remiss if I just wanted to mention that I believe I speak for everybody in our organization. We are praying for the young people who were involved in a really horrific accident in Ocean City over the weekend. A young child was struck in an accident, and she's at Cooper. So we're praying for her and for the other children that were involved. I thank you for letting me to mention
that
as well.
Did.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.